The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good Friday morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, we're looking at interest rates today. Global interest rates have been lingering at or near historic lows for the past few years. But it seems that Asian bonds are now becoming more in favor and more in demand. And that's thanks to their relatively more attractive yields and inclusion in some of the global indices. That's according to a recent survey by State Street Global Advisors. And to help us out from State Street, let's get a bigger picture from Ng King Siang. He is the Asia Pacific head for fixed income at State Street Global Advisors. Morning, King Siang. How's your Friday going so far?
So far, so good.
We're going to get help to lay out the context of what's happening with Asian bonds. How attractive is it right now? Because we hear all the time about US Treasury notes and German bonds. What is the level of the rates right now? What's the gap between them?
Yeah, if you look at the developed markets such as the US, you know, the bond yields are fairly low. You look at the 10-year, there's a benchmark for comparison basis, it's about 2.13%. When you look at the German government bonds, it's at the negative 0.24%. And we could look closer to Asia in Japan, it's a lot lower as well at 0.06 negative. So again, you know, what we are seeing is that for the Asian markets, we are seeing rates much higher. For instance, if you look at the China bond market, now they're yielding at about 3.2%. And Indonesia, obviously, is a lower rate, yielding at about 7.9%. So the yield pickup, the difference is fairly large. And you're correct, I think Germany is about 0.13% for 10-year. So generally, investing in Asian local currency bonds give you a yield pickup. And on top of that, you get the diversification benefits, which is key to portfolio constructions. Now, at the same time, you get to enjoy the prospects of the longer-term positive fundamentals of Asia that will lead to currency appreciation in the medium to long term.
And you are seeing this on the demand front, institutional investors going into Asian bonds. What type of demand are we talking about?
Well, we're seeing institutionals trying to position themselves for the medium and long term. And they're looking for value at the same time when markets are going through some gyrations. Mm-hmm. So generally, we are seeing investors, you know, positioning to get in at around this kind of level. Of course, this year has been better than last year. And in fact, we have seen some inflows coming in early part of this year. So we think that ongoing flows will come in. And on top of that, you have this China bond inclusion into the global bond indices. That's going to continue to provide some tailwind support for these flows.
All right, King Siang, help us out with what's happening on the interest rate front. What is going to happen to bonds when we keep seeing all these central banks becoming more accommodative? And now there's so much talk about Fed maybe having a rate cut this year, and then there's all this expectations that the 10-year Treasury yield could fall below 2%. Right now it's at 2.12. What do we need for us to see that fall below 2%, and how close are we to seeing that?
Well, the main thing for the lower interest rates are driven by the lower economic growth outlook. At this point in time, for instance, you look at Asia, we are seeing the growth slowdowns taking place. That's partly because of the previous expansion cycle we have seen. So it's kind of a natural progression that we see some slowdown. But on top of that, we have the external uncertainty that comes about from the trade wars. That is adding another dimension of uncertainty to the growth equation. Hence, we are seeing the central banks around the region taking action by cutting interest rates. And for the bond yields to continue to fall further, we will need to see that the growth continues to slow down further and domestic demand perhaps may weaken a bit from here. So I think given the very subdued inflation backdrop, that lays the ground for the central bank to maintain a very easy monetary policy.
We are chatting with Ng Keng Siang. He is the Asia Pacific Head of Fixed Income at State Street Global Advisors. So, Keng Siang, there is so much expectations of rate cuts. This week, we had the Australian Central Bank cutting for the first time in 3 years. The RBI yesterday cutting for the third time this year. So, what is going to be the impact of all these rate cuts? Will it make the stock markets more attractive?
Well, the stock market is good to be looking at various factors, for instance, the company's earnings expectations. And right now, I guess with the growth slowdown, it is quite uncertain, you know, if the earnings expectations will be revised up. I guess looking at the interest rate cuts is going to likely to lead to lower funding costs for a lot of companies. And hopefully that would help to revive some of the consumer demand. I think for the fixed income world, we are expecting that against this backdrop of easier monetary policy, bond market will be further supported from here.
Okay, and Keng Siang, something you're watching very closely is the US-China trade talks. Of course, we are heading into the G20 summit and the month in Japan, but we have the finance ministers meeting over the weekend. What are you expecting between US and China this month, Keng Siang?
Well, we always hope for the better. We'll be expecting that, you know, the two large economies hopefully can, you know, bridge some of the differences and come closer towards the table on the negotiation side. That would help to address some of the concerns for many of the Asian countries because we have very high trade linkages into China. So that affects the supply chain. And whatever is going to come out, it is really unknown. But we hope that they can look through some mutual understanding and cooperation and not take this trade war into broader economic war.
Okay, that's what we are hoping for. So, Ng Keng Siang, help me out finally with your outlook for the year. What are you keeping away from and what are you overweight on? What are you looking out for?
Well, I think we are looking to look out for some of the potential so-called policy risk coming from the reactions of authorities, because we are in a period whereby there are uncertainty on the external front. And domestically, some of the economies are also trying to address some of their own issues. So if their policy actions either regards the domestic interest rate policy or even exchange rate policies that can create uncertainty towards the investors' sentiment, that could create a unwanted market gyrations and volatility. So this is what we are looking out for. And on top of that, we are also looking out for if there are any signs, for instance, in the local economies that they are getting some stress within the domestic banking sector.
Okay, a couple of risk factors to look out for the rest of the year. Keng Siang, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
All right, we've been chatting with Ng Keng Siang, the Asia Pacific Head of Fixed Income from State Street Global Advisors on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.